AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. France's beleaguered president meets later today at the White House with President Obama. They'll discuss the latest intelligence on the Islamic State group and the threat the militants pose to Western democracies.
This is actually an area where we do believe that there is more that our European partners can do in terms of improving the quality and quantity of information that they share with one another, but also improving the amount of information and the way that information is shared with the United States.
But White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the president has his doubts about enlisting Vladimir Putin's help in a grand coalition to fight the Islamic State group.
Right now what Russia is doing is they are undermining our effort to reach a political settlement. And they are doing that because they are concerned primarily with propping up the failed regime of Bashar al-Assad.
As for a U.S.-led army to take back ground from Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria, Australia's prime minister says there's no support for such a grand coalition among world leaders. Five people have been shot near the site of an ongoing protest in Minneapolis over the fatal shooting of a black man by a police officer. The superintendent of police in Chicago is recommending that a white police officer be charged with murder in the shooting death of an unarmed black woman. Prosecutors are expected to charge another white police officer in Chicago with murder in the death of a black teenager who was shot 16 times more than a year ago. Police in New Orleans have arrested a man who shot a medical student in the stomach who is trying to stop him from kidnapping a woman. Mayor Mitch Landrieu says the 21-year-old suspect faces charges of attempted first-degree murder, as well as kidnapping and armed robbery.
Now he will likely spend the rest of his life in jail. As he should.
The medical student is recovering from a stomach wound. This is AP Radio News. U.S. authorities are telling Americans to be careful when traveling over the holidays.
The State Department has issued a worldwide travel alert for U.S. citizens, noting possible risks due to increased terrorist threats. The alert says information suggests militants with the Islamic State group, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, and other terrorist groups continue to plan attacks in multiple regions. The increased security measures follow the November 13th attacks in Paris that killed 130 people and an attack in Mali's capital last Friday that left 19 people dead. The travel alert will be in effect until February 24th. Mike Gracia, Washington.
French investigators are examining an explosive belt found in a suburb of Paris by a street cleaner. It did not contain a detonator, but it was packed with the same kind of explosives that were used by suicide bombers in Paris recently. And U.S. Army officials say four people have died in a helicopter crash at Fort Hood, Texas. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.